Spillwords.com presents Love You Each, written by David C. Russell. Can we go swimming? Ellen asked as she climbed into the backseat of her grandparents' car. We sure can. It keeps me and your grandmother young, Pa said. First, we have to stop at the fabric store, Granny added, turning on the windshield wipers for a moment. Ellen gazed out the backseat window, noticing light traffic on a Saturday afternoon. She is 6 years old and has already lived through much. At present, she lives with her mother and stepfather during the week, Dad and great-grandma on the weekends. She had lived with Granny and Pa for nearly 5 years until the beginning of first grade. Her mother wanted Ellen full-time then. From the time Ellen was 1 year old until just before she turned 6, grandparents on both sides of the family shared in her primary care. Having returned at Granny and Pa home, they changed clothes and got ready to go to the local Y for a couple of hours of fun and frolic. Pa liked the lazy river because the water temperature was warm and he could stroll at leisure, or lie on an inner tube inside the pool. Granny, do you think I can swim without wearing a life jacket? You have to take a test from the lifeguard. Can we do that? Let's go see. Minutes later, Ellen was swimming one length of the pool. She got two-thirds of the way across. Then, she reached the poolside and stopped for a moment feeling winded. The lifeguard approached the edge of the pool and asked, Honey, are you okay? Just need to rest, Ellen said. You will have to take the test again, honey, the lifeguard said, showing a concerned expression. I only stopped for a minute, Ellen protested. She wanted to try again. I'm sorry, you have to swim one length without stopping. Ellen nodded, holding back tears. Ellen, it's okay, Granny said. No, it's not. I wanted to pass this test. Maybe we can go to the high school and do some lap swimming. It may never happen. Ellen's mom and stepfather had let her swim in their above-ground pool during the summer. They had not gone to the big pool at the high school, according to Ellen. About a half hour later, Ellen spotted some children and their mother that she knew. They played for a few minutes in the lazy river. Ellen, Granny, and Pa finished swimming. The threesome left the facility on a happy note. Preschool years, Pa remembers. Often after preschool, Ellen and Pa played together on the floor in Ellen's room. Who do you want me to be, Ellen? You can be the brother, she giggled. Are we going to have lunch today? Yes, brother. What would you like? A bowl of chicken soup. Anything else? A couple crackers, please. Ellen made the soup on her toy stove and brought it over in a plastic bowl. Here, brother. It might be hot. He thanked her, telling Ellen how good it tasted. Sometimes, memories consisted of Ellen dancing in the small living room while Pa played the piano. Granny made supper for the three of them, or they had a picnic and played at the park. Two dear friends. When 3 and 4 years old, Ellen attended preschool most mornings and spent the afternoon with an older couple. Their names were Gary and Ruth. Their household consisted of two friendly but rambunctious dogs. Get down, Oakley, Gary ordered. Ellen, it's okay. He won't hurt you, Gary assured. Oakley is a friendly golden lab, Ruth added. Over time, Oakley and Ellen became good friends. The couple knew Ellen and Granny and Pa from the church they attended. I am making some cookies today. Would you help me put them in containers? Ruth asked. Ellen crawled up on the kitchen chair and Ruth showed her how to form the dough into individual cookies. They placed already made cookies into a container to refrigerate. This is fun, Ellen said. You're doing a great job, honey. At times Ruth read stories to Ellen, at home or perhaps the library. The occasional sunny afternoon, Gary and Ellen went for walks around the neighborhood. Kindergarten Valentine. The February evening was chilly but Ellen's heart was warm. Ellen was in kindergarten. This February night was the daddy-daughter Valentine dance at her school. There you are, princess. You look simply beautiful, Granny exclaimed. Dressed for the occasion, the three got in the car and went to pick up Ellen's dad at great-grandma's home. Ellen and her dad displayed smiles as big as the Grand Canyon when he got in the car. During the festivities, Daddy met Ava, who was Ellen's classroom teacher. Many enjoyed refreshments that included cupcakes and cups of grape juice. This made for a memorable daddy-daughter occasion. On the drive home, Daddy asked, "Did you have a good time, Ellen?" "Yes. You think we should do this next year?" "Yes, Daddy, I do." Other family. Ellen had two other grandparents named Ed and Patricia. They lived in another county, 30 miles away by car. She would see them on occasion at planned family get-togethers. These would celebrate a birthday or relative's visitation. A day on the lake. Ellen, we're going on a boat ride today, Grandpa said. Can I help drive? You can sit beside me and tell me when to turn. Her cousin also wanted to take turns as an assistant. Grandpa said, I believe in girls first. So today, Ellen can be first at being my assistant. Can I drive the boat? Asked Ellen's cousin. No, you will be my assistant after Ellen has her turn. The day was sunny and the temperature felt warm. The lake was calm. A few boaters were enjoying the benefit of the season. After we dock, we're going to cook hot dogs on the grill, Grandma said. Ellen suggested they go to the nearby swings, slide, and merry-go-round and burn energy. They had fun as they created a story about flying to the moon on the swings. The memories made in the early years and throughout life are invaluable. They leave a trail revealing highlights from people and events that shape and influence who we are today. End. Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, David C. Russell. David Russell is a tenacious writer of short fiction and general article content for a freelance service. He has had stories in microfiction anthologies, New Authors Journal, and on Spillwords.com. David lives with his wife, three turtles, and also plays piano professionally in Lower Michigan, USA. Publications. Homecoming. A Memoir, 2018, Amazon. Waiting for Messiah, Anthology 2017. Smashwords. Latest posts by David C. Russell. See all. Love you each. December 6, 2024, The Demagogue. June 15, 2024, Abducted to Hell, October 26, 2023.